last week, Margaret Mills took us off to Jericho, well, Jericho Priory, and this week you're off to near Ongar, Epping, that sort of thing?
Yes, Epping Chingford Way, Gilwell Park.
What's this all about?
Now, Gilwell Park today is known as the modern-day home of the Scouts organisation, of the Scout movement.
Well, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Indeed it is. It's been the headquarters of the Scout movement since 1919, when the Scout movement took it over because there was a perceived to be a real need to keep young lads from London who very rarely had the chance to come to the country and enjoy sports and activities, to provide them with a rural setting where they could come and learn field sports and they could learn survival skills, as we would call it today. And so Gilwell Park was bought and presented to the Scouts Association, but it has a long history going back way before 1919. There's been a house on the site, a manor house, since we believe medieval times, if not earlier. And the house has a long history. Briefly, in the 16th century, Henry VIII bought it, intending it as a gift for his only son, Edward, subsequently the boy king, Edward VI. After the land came out of royal use, it went through a lot of different owners. One of the, shall we say, unscheduled activities that took place there occurred in the 1750s when Dick Turpin is said to have used the grounds as one of his hideouts. We all know that he was very active in the Epping area, and apparently the extensive grounds of Gilwell Park formed one of his hideouts. It was also owned in the 19th century by the Chinnery family. Now, the Chinnery family found fame because William Chinnery in 1812 was prosecuted for defrauding the Exchequer.
Really?
Indeed.
What had he done?
Well, he had stolen money. He had embezzled money from a position of power within the Exchequer. He had been secreting money away in his own bank account. Now, as a punishment, Gilwell Park was taken from him and was sold on, and the money used to reimburse the Exchequer for the amount that he had stolen. And he, of course, faced criminal proceedings for what he'd done. So it's had an interesting, very interesting history. Today, it's still in use with the Scouts, but it's also used as a conference centre as well. But the house that stands there, the White House as it's known, many people believe it only dates from the 18th century, but it has a very long history, a long way before the 18th century. There was a manor house on the spot.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thank
for that.
You.
And are you staying in the 18th century or are you going further back next time?
I'm going forward, actually. I'm going to 1850, so I'm going into the 19th century.
Fair enough. Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.